Imagery, gathered by NASA from outer space, is being used to help predict where and how many mule deer and mountain lions could be migrating near urban areas, increasing the potential for wildlife-human interactions. David Stoner is a researcher in the Department of Wildland Resources at Utah State University. He is working with a group of wildlife scientists to incorporate satellite imagery and animal population data to study the movement of mule deer and mountain lions in Utah, Colorado, and Nevada. It is believed the findings will show a correlation between plant growth and how that impacts the population in a given area.
Now, mule deer are the major prey item for mountain lions. So the mountain lions, their abundance is tracking variation in the abundance of their food resources.
Through the same satellite imagery, Stoner and his collaborators tracked precipitation and temperature changes to determine the effects of predicted climatic shifts and possible impacts on wildlife habitat.
Here in the Southwest, the best projections are that we're going to see increasing aridity. So what we have now will become more drier and warmer.
The research also measures how human migration and land use changes impact animal populations.
All the Southwest are the fastest growing region of the country. More people moving in, and this prompts more land use change, the conversion of wildlands into urban or agriculture or roads. And so imagine these two factors combined, a more stressful environment with a more fragmented environment. So this equates to greater interaction between people and wildlife.
Ultimately, Stoner says these findings could help state land managers prepare the public for increased interactions with wildlife in residential areas. For example, it could be used to direct programs to prevent road collisions involving wildlife. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Hager.